All right, good afternoon. Welcome to the Empower New Nurses Show. My audience, your young nurses, and there's some season one too. I'm excited. We are here again. And the great thing about this, we have a special guest with us, and she is a young licensed midwife. And she's not coming to us from just the United States. She's coming to us from one of the Caribbean islands, Trinidad and Tobago. And we are excited. She practices in her area of specialty, midwifery. And if you know what that's all about, for those who don't know, she'll explain a little about that. And I met her friend, I would say her aunt, who is practicing midwife in certain areas of America. Now, this is not coming from her. This has come from her friend, her cousin, and someone from the islands. And today, I just want to let our audience know that we have with us a young licensed midwife, and her name is Kadine Balu. You know, that name is not a
Okay.
common one. That's not common. So she is, I just want to say thanks for coming on, for accepting the invitation to be here to share with the world.
Thank you, Dr.
As
Smith.
we celebrate, it was recently we celebrated week of would say breastfeeding week. That was by the entire world. But in America and in other places, we are celebrating the month of August, which happens to be my birthday, the 26th. And so I'm so happy to know that I could be a part of this experience. And so, midwife, nurse Kadine Balu, welcome to the Empower New Nurses show. Because when I started, I actually said, listen, I want to have young nurses, new nurses, seasoned nurses, and some of the experienced nurses can share with the younger one so that they can continue to let this beautiful, noble profession blossom. You know,
Yes.
and so I want to welcome you. And first, let me hear a little buzz. Let the audience, our young nurses, hear about you. Might just be a motivational person to them right now. Tell us a little about yourself.
Thank you, Dr. Smith. Thank you for having me on this afternoon. I greatly appreciate the experience. I'm happy to be in advance. So I
Great.
am a midwife in the beautiful Southern Island of Trinidad. Today, I've been a midwife for over 7 years. I would have completed my studies in the year 2016, and I continue to practice as a midwife. However, I currently work in a baby-friendly hospital initiative unit as one of the midwives attached to the unit. So what I do in this capacity is that I'm responsible for educating our antenatal and postnatal parents, and we ensure that the baby-friendly hospital initiative and all that it stands for is maintained at our hospitals.
Well, that's great to know. I just gonna want you to just project your voice a little more. But that's what's baby friendly like? What's baby friendly like initiative? What's that? Because the world, most hospitals, what they have midwifery area, they're ensuring they want to be a part of this experience. Well, tell us a little bit about what you know of that so far, and that initiative, why so many people are excited, so many administrators and maternal areas really want to be have this experience. Tell us a little bit.
Okay, so the baby-friendly hospital initiative, what it does is that it ensures that our babies get the best start in life, that they are exposed to breastfeeding. So breast milk is the best thing for our babies. It comes at the right temperature. It has the right nutrients. It has everything that this baby needs. So we try our best to give babies the best start in life by giving them the best food, the food that is made by us, mothers, that is adequate for them. So that's basically what the Baby Friendly Hospital Initiative surrounds. And we do everything possible. We have put policies and procedures in place to ensure that our mothers have the opportunity, the greatest opportunity, and the best experience to ensure that they would be willing and ready to breastfeed these babies and to ensure that they are prepared for labor and delivery and adequately educated as to the benefits of
I
breastfeeding
love that. I love
these
that, Nurse Kadine. I love that. I appreciate that. You telling the world. And because there might be some mothers who are wondering if they should breastfeed. And in your capacity, you actually educate them of the benefits of breastfeeding. And And that saying is the right temperature for the baby, is the right thing for the baby, and at the same time, it benefits both mother
Mother
and baby.
and baby.
Isn't
It
that
benefits the
interesting?
entire family. Yes,
The
the family,
family,
the world,
the
the
world,
community. Yes, it benefits
everyone.
them all.
Because, we're from a community or an environment where everybody's a part of the family. Grandma, grandpa, uncle, sister, cousin, neighbors. And this is the way many of the West Indians are, right?
Yes.
And we carry that wherever we go. So I'm
Yes.
so grateful for that. And we really truly want our babies to get the right thing at the right time. And in so doing, it helps also to boost their immune system, right?
Yes, it does. Oh.
It does. And we want to have healthy babies, healthy toddlers, healthy as they grow up, and then a healthy society. It all goes through the different developmental stages. And so breastfed babies seem, as studies have shown also, that they are more intelligent many times.
Yes.
That has added to what the benefits we know. So you want
Yes.
your babies to be the best. You want them to be physically healthy, mentally healthy, educationally healthy. Let's put it that way. And
Yes.
so
Yes.
you are doing a great thing. Some years ago, I participated in a baby-friendly initiative, and that hospital has renewed. I think this is the second time or so, and it has been going on. But it's so interesting to see how important, because some people some time ago, they thought it was just some people should benefit, should breastfeed. But we know that everybody needs to breastfeed as long as there's not a medical issue that should prevent,
Yes.
right? So
Yes.
that is so great. That is so great. So have you actually precepted or like new nurses coming on, and as you educate them and the patients themselves, what's the experience like? What's the feedback you get?
So many of the new nurses, they say that they were not aware of all these benefits. They were not aware of the different policies that were in place. They were not aware that this is so exciting and that they are a part of this, because many patients believe it's just the obstetricians, it's just the midwives are responsible for maintaining the baby-friendly hospital initiative. But no, it takes all the staff members. Even if you're not a part of an obstetric unit, you still can, just by encouraging a mother, telling a mother, "Mommy, I'm proud of you. It's wonderful to see you breastfeeding," and just providing an opportunity for her to breastfeed, maybe just inviting her into your office to sit down and breastfeed. That, all these are things that we can do in our capacity, even as a new nurse, and to be ensure that this baby-friendly hospital initiative continues, because it's not just about getting the status, but it is about maintaining it, and that sometimes is where we
Exactly.
fall. So, yes. So when we train these new nurses, they're like, "What?" And when you tell them all the different positions, we tell them about some of the benefits, you let them know that we are family inclusive, that we support patients and now coming to the delivery room, and oh, the dad's son bonded the babies are skin to skin. They are excited to learn this
Oh,
new
yes. The kangaroo.
information.
Yes. Thanks for sharing that, because it goes to say that on different parts of the world, although you might be in Trinidad, someone else might be in the United States, somebody might be in Jamaica, somebody might be in England, the UK, or so, this baby, Africa or Canada or different parts of the world, this baby friendly initiative and this kangaroo and this skin to skin, like maybe in my time, early in my time, the babies would be taken from the mom and put in the nursery. There's no longer that. So you have
No.
skin to skin, you have a 24/7, the baby, as long as everything is okay and the baby doesn't have a contraindication, then that baby is with the mom. So
Yes,
that mom is
yes.
able to keep even bonding more with her child and the
Yes.
family. That's so
Yes.
great to know that. So I'm not sure, but where I participated in the initiative, there had to be like an area where if you're a worker or you are someone coming in the hospital, there's a room that is there that they can ask security for the key, or it's known that they can go and have some privacy. I don't know if where you are, but where we are or where we were, you had, if you choose to have to breastfeed your baby anywhere, some people might, fix their face negatively about that. But anywhere as a mom that she chooses to breastfeed, she is entitled to that. However, maybe some other parts of the world, they object to that. But here, where I am now, so do you have that sort of interaction with others, or how do they react to that if they were told that they can feed, if there's a specific place they can feed, or if that's not available, they can feed their baby anyway? What's the feedback do you get on that?
Okay, so in Trinidad and Tobago, we don't have designated places for those who are breastfeeding to breastfeed. Many times the mothers would find whatever comfortable seating there is, depending on wherever they are at present, and they will just breastfeed. They will ensure that they are well covered, and they will just breastfeed anywhere that they choose to. You see oftentimes many women, they are in the grocery store and they are breastfeeding their babies. You see them breastfeeding their toddlers, they are exposed. And of course, some persons don't like to see it and they might frown upon it, but others, they just will fire, they just mind their business. But we do our best to educate the public that make these women feel comfortable. Because of course, sometimes when you make these mothers feel uncomfortable, they would not desire to breastfeed. So right now we try to do a lot of public education to advise persons to allow a mother to be able to breastfeed and to breastfeed undisturbed and uninterrupted.
Wow, thanks for sharing that. Because I remember that some time ago, there was a young college student who returned from school and we were talking. And then he saw, I think it was in the park, someone bathing, breastfeeding his, her breastfeeding her baby. And he was like upset. So when I was educating him about it, his eyes were opened widely because he was in, wow. He never knew that. So as you're doing their great education, that is phenomenal, phenomenal. So I just want to say thanks for coming on. But as we're about to leave, do you have any what was your experience like in the COVID time? Did you have any challenges at that time? A minute or so, tell us.
The
What was
COVID
that
time
like
was
for you?
definitely it was challenging for me personally, because at that time I had I gave birth, so it was challenging for me personally. And then of course when I returned to work, it was challenging because COVID, so much new information was being disseminated to us. And at that point in time, we didn't have fathers who wouldn't allow or support persons who weren't allowed to come and support our mothers. It was really a terrible time for our moms because of the lack of support that they were getting during that time. But our mothers were still breastfeeding, it didn't impact them much, but it was really a difficult time for us. And even when we were learning about COVID-19 still, and we were having some of our mothers becoming infected with COVID-19, they were thinking initially to separate mother and baby. And of course, as the research became available, then they realized, no, we could leave mom and baby together, right? And just take different precautions. And there was this one time that our Ministry of Health intervened and they allowed a mother and baby to reunite because we had a mom who was at a facility. She was infected with COVID-19, and of course, the baby wasn't positive, so he was home with the dad. And the Ministry of Health stepped in and they reunited mother and baby, and she was able to continue to exclusive breastfeed
Great.
this baby here.
Great. Thank you so much. So I have a personal question for you. You have a baby, right? A child.
Yes, I do. I have a 4-year-old though.
Wow. What was your experience like? Because some young mothers, not necessarily nurses or midwives, but the public, they want to be encouraged. Sometimes they're challenged. What was that like? Were you able to breastfeed and for how long? And what would you tell them?
Okay, so this is my first child, and initially breastfeeding, I ended up. With swine nipples. So yes, I was a trainer at that point in time, but I myself ended up with swine nipples. And I remember having to pull through or sometimes, having to pump because I ended up in quads as well and having to go through that. And as I said, it was the time of COVID-19, so I didn't really have the support at home that I would have normally had it not been COVID-19. But I kept with it. I said, you know what, I'm going to keep at it. I remembered some of my techniques and so of taking the same breast milk or colostrum and smearing it on the breast to help with the sore nipples. I practiced everything. And of course, it was a beautiful experience. I had to stop him at the age of 3. He was just about to turn 3. And I was like, no, I'm breastfeeding.
Wow,
But I normally
awesome.
do.
And that baby has been
You can't have
healthy,
a
hasn't
child.
Being healthy.
Very healthy.
Great, 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 great. So what would
Yes.
you just say as we close? I thank you so much for coming on. But what would you say to mothers on a whole when it comes to breastfeeding? What would you tell them?
I would encourage you despite some, it may not for some persons it comes easily and for others it's a little bit of a struggle, but I want to encourage you to keep at it, keep with it. The bond between you and your child, the bond between your family, you're gonna be amazed with this bond that is there because of breastfeeding. You're gonna be amazed with the money you're gonna save because of breastfeeding. You're going to be amazed with this healthy child that you're gonna have because of breastfeeding. So even though it may be challenging, because it's not easy for all of us, it wasn't easy for me also. Keep at it. If you need support, reach out, get a lactation consultant. Get a breastfeeding counselor, reach out and get that support. It's available for free. So keep at it. Despite the challenges, you keep at it. It will get easier as time passes by. Keep at it. And despite whatever challenges you have, I know that you are going to do your best and do your best for your baby and give your baby the best, which is what your body produces. Your body produces the best for this baby. So I just encourage you to keep at it.
Thank you for sharing that. And I must say that last week I was at church and one of my friends, I would say the friends, yes, of the family, and they brought the baby for blessing and the baby was blessed and the baby was, it's like perfect. The skin, the color, the body, the baby was just blooming as it were. And I said, breast. She said, yes, but it's difficult. So don't zero in on the difficulty, but zero in on the results of it. That will be patient with yourself. Don't be hard on yourself. Be patient with yourself. And that's to my young mothers and grandma, grandpa, encourage husbands, encourage your, so long as they're not a medical issue your problem to breastfeed. That's the best for life. Best for life. And if you look around and see the breastfed babies, most of them are looking really good and healthy.
Definitely.
So midwife Kadine, I want to say thanks to you for taking time out of your busy schedule. I see you're in your uniform, your busy schedule to come out and share with the world that breastfeeding is the key. It's one of the keys of life. It is one of the keys of life. So long as you can participate in it, please, young mothers, do that. Do that. So, how can we connect with me? You can connect with me through YouTube at Miriam Amanda Smith. That's on YouTube. I would like you to take time out, share this episode with your friends, share it with other nurses, the community. And let them know they can subscribe and they can make a comment. I know that your friend's gonna be excited to see you on your podcast. On Instagram, I'm Podcast Mayor. And YouTube, I'm Miriam Amanda Smith. And I'm on Spotify. I also on Apple. And on my web, it's Empowering New Nurses. So as you will see, it's not, although my main focus and my target audience are nurses, new nurses. And somebody asks, why is it new nurses? Because my reason for this is like one new nurse out there who is going through some challenges, is afraid, is scared, don't want to make an error, not sure how to talk to the doctor. One new nurse out there, I'm speaking to you. And if there's another new nurse, I'm speaking to you. So that's why I make it so personal, because I've had the experiences whereby I oriented, I've onboarded nurses and they have come to me with their different experiences. And I know that that nurse is out there. And that nurse can get the opportunity to learn from older seasoned nurses and go for it and make a big difference. Don't compare yourself with others that you have to learn the same time. There's a time frame, of course, but you are an individual and your strength might not be the strength, but learn and ask questions. Ask questions. There's somebody there who want to share with you. And don't take everything personal, like somebody's bullying you. Sometimes because of emergency, someone might have to move a little faster in the situation. But remember, ask questions and don't take everything personal. Nurses, need to help nurses, seasoned nurses, because this is how the profession continues in such a noble way. So I want to say again, thank you. And I need you to subscribe. I need others to subscribe who are listening to you. And next time, maybe you have a few friends who will come and we'll just discuss a topic. If you have something you want us to share, please feel free. Put it on the YouTube. So I look forward to see a rising subscription, a rising understanding, a rising sharing. You might have experience that others don't have, and they might have a question over there, but they don't know how to address it. We can come together and we can share. This is what it's all about, and it's a worldwide initiative. Thank you so much again for coming on, and have a blessed day. And we will talk again. Subscribe.